Hello, welcome to the Jake Cast. Okay, fans, today we are talking about
energy.
So, how do you get energy in yourself? How does energy work? We're going to talk about that all in this episode.
It's an interesting thing, energy. Sometimes people have it, and you want to do a million things and work out and work and do stuff you like to do instead of work. And sometimes you are, like this morning, remember, I wanted to sleep in because there are 0 days ever that I can sleep in. So I really wanted to this morning. And the funny thing about that is, even though sleeping in might sound like a lazy thing, and it can be if people do it too much, sometimes you need it to give you more energy, you know?
Yeah. I got a little sneeze.
Okay.
I lost it.
That's always funny. So what were you going to say about energy?
So here's another thing you can get energy. So you can get energy with water.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
Water is very healthy and can help you be energized. That's right. Especially if you're like in a hard workout, you need to hydrate. Right?
Yeah. A big cup of water makes you get really hydrated.
Yeah. I try to drink a gallon a day of water.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. It does help you. What else helps you get energized?
Well, you help get energized by, like, well, I'm going to say, running is not an energizable thing.
Running?
No.
Definitely helps me feel good.
Well, it really isn't, because if you run, then your energy gets out.
Well, yeah, right. But it does, it has a lot of positive benefits, though. It really helps your brain. You know that? It releases things called endorphins.
Never heard about the word.
Yep. Yeah, if you're stressed out or there's a lot on your mind, sometimes a good run can really help. They call it a runner's high sometimes. Because you feel really good. Connected to the the earth, and you can clear your mind.
Yep.
Yep. What else can give you energy? What's it like when you don't have energy?
Well, you get out of energy, I said, by running, or you can get out of energy by doing a lot of workouts, like doing like 90 workouts.
Yeah. When you're out of energy, what do you do to get better though? Sometimes you do need to rest, you know, as much as
sometimes I could rest for like 90 hours.
That's like 4 days, so that's a lot of resting, but.
Well, I'm going to say, how long is 9,000 hours?
I'm not even sure.
I bet I'll ask Siri after this episode.
Something that people try to do to get energized, which is pretty unhealthy for the most part, is, I don't even know, like for 20 years or so now, there's been this, all these energy drinks. Like, I remember 5-Hour Energy. I don't even know if that's still a thing, but that was, like, broadcast by so many people or, like, advertised.
My other teacher, what's that called again?
Is it a teacher?
No, not your regular one, but.
Oh. Like a substitute? Yeah. What were you going to say? What about 5-Hour Energy?
My substitute teacher actually drinks energy drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to condemn them and say they're all definitely unhealthy and you should never drink a drop, but I'm definitely not going to drink a drop of any of them, and they all probably are unhealthy, so I'm sure some of them are better than others, but I would rather just avoid it. And I would rather just drink coffee, which is another thing that helps people get energy, because it has caffeine in it.
Sometimes I drink ginger ale at my mom's.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that does... Well, I was going to say that doesn't have caffeine, but it probably does.
Yeah, free caffeine.
Oh, caffeine free. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't... Even if it does have caffeine, I don't think ginger ale is one that has very much. But black coffee is generally healthy, or not unhealthy anyway. And if drank in moderation, can really help adults that drink it as a pick-me-up to help you get through your day a little better. You know?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. I don't add anything to my coffee. I like it regular black. Some people put milk in it. Some people
put... Yeah, that's what my substitute teacher did.
She put milk in it?
Yeah. She makes her coffee. She likes her coffee sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that there's a dangerous... That's a dangerous game, because if you start adding sugar to it, now it's poison, basically. I mean, for real, you do not want to be... You start putting sugar in drinks, and you're basically just slowly poisoning yourself over the course of your life. I'm not even really kidding. But people eat a lot of sugar in this country, and that doesn't help, but...
Well, my substitute teacher drinks it, and she doesn't even die.
Well, no, I didn't mean literally. But it is not healthy. Now, if you want to add a little bit of some milk, I think that's probably okay. I would not... If you want to add sweetener, like artificial sweeteners, I don't know a lot of research on those, but it's better than sugar, clearly, by far. Some people put creamer in it, which probably also has sugar. I don't know.
I forget. Does my substitute teacher... Do that? I bet it's a yes.
What, creamer?
Yeah.
Yeah. They make all kinds of different creamers, like Irish cream, like green, it's a green color, or I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them. But I like coffee just black. I think there's, you know, if it's a good kind of coffee, it already has some nice flavor in it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to consume calories with drinks, so I'm not going to add milk to it. Even though I will have milk with, like, oatmeal, but...
Yeah.
Now, you don't drink coffee, do you?
No.
No. Because you're little and that's too much caffeine for...
Well, actually, you know what? I forgot. What?
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I forget.
We were talking about coffee and you drinking coffee.
No.
No. What energizes you? I think a good night's sleep energizes you. You've been sleeping really well recently, too, haven't you?
Yeah.
Like, you sleep the whole way through the night in your nice big bed that you got. And then you'll just come right into my room in the morning and just go, good morning. Even if I'm not awake yet, not ready to wake up. How about it?
Well, you're not even talking about energy here.
Well, a good night's sleep is very good for your energy. It's very important.
Yeah.
Actually, that's another thing in the last few years that, like, scientists and stuff have really looked into is, like, how important sleep is, you know?
Yeah. I should get a science book. My favorite channel... Someone in that channel has a science book.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I should buy one time.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think we covered a lot of good stuff about energy here, bud.
Yeah.
Anything final you want to say?
The final thing. So, is there anything such as grass creamer?
No. No, that's probably maybe people on farms have that. All right, well, this is a good episode on energy, I think. Good stuff.
Yep.
Stay away from energy drinks. Don't put sugar in your coffee. Get a good amount of sleep. Exercise. We didn't even get into diet and stuff, but I think we have other episodes about that, don't we?
So. Yeah, we're on. Maybe on a different episode we can talk about that.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. It has been the G-Casts. So, on our other episode, like Dad said, we could, on our next episode, we can talk about diets. Okay, fans? Okay.
Good.
It has been the G-Cast by G-Cast fans. See you later.
See ya.